With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, tells the Salem Radio Network the war is far from over as Hezbollah continues to hit northern Israel with missile strikes every day.
And so right now, these bombings are little messages to convince Hezbollah that Israel still has the upper hand. And if they want this war to stop, that's going to be the condition.
And he adds Israel is pressing its attacks on Hezbollah largely in order to force favorable terms in the expected upcoming ceasefire.
That ceasefire would have, from Israeli perspective, have to include Hezbollah's withdrawal to north of the Litani River and the entrance of the Lebanese army as sort of a buffer between Israel and Hezbollah in that area between the Litani and our northern border.
Also at SRNnews.com, Germany's chancellor has talked with Russia's Vladimir Putin, their first exchange since 2022. Here's correspondent Charles Dale Desma.
German news agency DPA says Chancellor Olaf Scholz had a one-hour call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In the first such conversation in 2 years, few details were immediately available about the exchange, but it comes as their two countries have been at odds over Russia's war in Ukraine, which accelerated when Putin ordered Russian troops to invade the country in February 2022. Scholz is known to have a cautious approach to Ukraine. On Wednesday, he reiterated in a speech to parliamentarians that Germany would not supply Kyiv with long-range missiles capable of striking Russian territory, claiming the approach would not raise tensions. I'm Charles Diladesma.
An Associated Press investigation finds a secret factory in Russia where engineers are manufacturing hundreds of decoy drones meant to overwhelm Ukrainian defenses. This is SRN News. Well, a new look at LGBT Americans.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups hoping President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that, quote, Kamala is for they or them. President Trump is for you. This is SRN News. One of television's all-time greats is being honored by the U.S. Postal Service. Correspondent Shelley Adler has the story on a very special lady.
Many loved her as an actor, and now fans of Betty White will soon see her face on a forever stamp. One of the many great things about Betty White, who died a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday, her approach to aging in this 1995 AP interview.
I'm sad for the people that if they turn 30, I'm almost 40, and they waste a whole decade belaboring the fact that they're growing older instead of enjoying that decade.
And she would be thrilled to find out that she will be on a 2025 forever stamp, although the post office has not announced a release date yet. White, who's known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Boston Legal, died in December of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
And more details at srnnews.com.